Hello, B'nai Seekers. I'm Nina Westbrook, and you're listening to B'nai, a podcast of mindful mental health moments.
For today's mindful moment, I'm going to talk about how we can all get better about setting boundaries with our friends. How often do we find ourselves in situations where we are making decisions for our friends based on not wanting to upset them or based on not wanting to be seen as the negative Nancy of the group or succumbing to peer pressure? Well, I'm here to tell you that your friendships should be able to survive you speaking up for yourself and expressing what makes you feel uncomfortable and what makes you feel secure. It is so important to establish boundaries in a friendship. Boundaries can change and grow just the same way as a friendship does. So establishing boundaries is a way of establishing mutual respect. Sometimes even in our relationships, in our friendships, establishing boundaries for ourselves is so helpful because it teaches our friends how to establish boundaries for themselves as well. It prevents one person from feeling overwhelmed or engulfed by the other. And they also help to protect and promote healthy communication and protect us against manipulation and emotional harm. So how can we get better at setting boundaries like this within our friendships? Well, first you got to work on your communication skills, and you can't be afraid to speak up for yourself when it comes to your friends. You got to be assertive, and being assertive isn't the same thing as being mean. There's a really pleasant way that you can deliver information that can help to disarm a friend or anyone else that you're talking to when you're talking about expressing your needs. For me, I always like to start a conversation or start a sentence with, something is happening and it's making me feel this way, or this makes me feel uncomfortable when, because what you're doing is you are, number one, being vulnerable, and that's going to disarm your friend or whomever you're speaking to. And number two, you're making it about you and how something that is happening is making you feel, rather than making it about something that someone else is doing that's wrong. And so that's a good way to approach a conversation in an assertive yet kind way. Set a healthy consequence and be ready to follow through. For example, limiting contact, reevaluating a potential and potentially ending a friendship has to be on the table. If your friends cannot or refuse to respect your boundaries, at some point, you have to be able to follow through and hold them accountable for that. And sometimes that hurts us when we have to end a friendship or create space for someone, between someone that we really enjoy being around, because they can't respect our boundaries. So that's one of the things that makes it difficult. Now, the last thing is, remember that your happiness is essential and that no one can help you prioritize your own health and well-being. Practice saying no, get comfortable with it, get acclimated with it, and I wish you the best in setting boundaries with all of your friends.
Thank you for sharing your time and energy with me today on B'nai Podcast. I hope today's conversation has sparked a flame within you to pursue wellness with passion and purpose. Reflect on the steps that you can take to nurture your mind, body, and spirit, and remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Until our paths cross again, take a moment each day to reflect, recharge, and live B'nai. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and tune in every Tuesday for new episodes.